Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building a repeatable, DJ-style transition inside Ableton Live 12 that takes you from a darker rolling jungle section into that warm, hopeful sunrise feeling without losing the old-school DNA. Think breaks, Reese, dubby space, and that one emotional moment that makes the crowd feel like the sky just changed color. This is intermediate, so we're moving with intent. The goal is a 64-bar transition block you can drop between tunes or sections in your own track. Here's the shape. Bars 1 to 16. Dark roll. Break and bass are doing the work. The vibe is focused. A bit narrower. A bit mooier. Bars 17 to 32. The lift. We start removing weight. And we start introducing air. Bars 33 to 48. The bloom. This is your sunrise moment, where a pad or chord memory tells the listener, alright, we're going somewhere. Bars 49 to 64. The return groove. Drums and sub come back. But the palette stays warmer than where you started. Before we touch devices, set yourself up to work fast. Set tempo around 165 to 170. I like 168 for this vibe. Go into arrangement view and drop locators at bar 1, 17, 33, and 49. Name them dark roll, lift, riser or emotion, and return groove. This seems simple, but it keeps your automation decisions musical instead of random. Now group your core elements. Drums for breaks, bass, music for pads and keys, and an FX or Vox group, and create two return tracks, one called Dub Verb, one called Tape Echo. On Dub Verb, load hybrid reverb, pick hall or plate, set decay around 4.5 to 7 seconds, pre-delay around 18 to 30 milliseconds, high cut around 7 to 10k, low cut around 180 to 300 hc. That low cut is non-negotiable if you want the low end to stay clean. On tape echo, load echo, time at a quarter note or 3/16, feedback 25 to 45%, filter it so the low end doesn't smear, high pass around 250 Hz, low pass around 7 to 9K, add a little modulation, 5 to 10%, just enough to wobble like hardware. Now we build the heart of the workflow, the transition bus. This is the DJ mixer inside your set. Create a new audio track named Transition Bus. Route your groups into it, so your drums group, bass group, music group, FX group, all output to transition bus. Then transition bus outputs to the master. On transition bus, build this chain in order. First EQ 8, high pass at 25 to 30 Hz with a steep slope, 24 dB per octave, just to remove rumble. Then a gentle dip, 1 to 2 dB around 250 to 350 Hz for mud control. And later, optionally, a tiny high shelf at 10K for air, but don't boost it yet. Earn the brightness. Second, auto filter. This is your main DJ sweep. Set it to low pass. 24 dB slope. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.1. You want character, not a squeal. Add a touch of drive, 2 to 6%, for warmth. Third, glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're not smashing it. You just want 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction at the loudest part so the bus feels like one record. Fourth, utility. This is for width and quick gain dips. We'll automate width from a narrower place into a wider sunrise moment, and then tighten it again for punch. A good target is something like 80% up to 115 at the widest, then back toward 100. And gain is your safety. Quick minus 1 to 3 dB dips during impact moments if something blooms too hard. Quick coaching note. If you plan to perform this like a DJ tool, leave headroom. Aim for peaks around minus 6 dBFS on the transition bus before your master chain. That makes your FX throws and pad blooms feel exciting, not clipped. Now let's handle drums. Old school transitions feel amazing when the break backs off, but the groove still feels implied. On the drums group, add auto filter set to high pass, 12 dB slope, start around 40 to 60 Hz. We're not killing the break, we're just preparing it to thin out. Optionally add redux, very subtle. Downsample around 1.05 to 1.2. Bit reduction at 0 or 1. The goal is crunch air, not destruction. If you can clearly hear the effect, it's too much. In bars 17 to 32, automate that drum high pass up. Start around 50 Hz and move up to somewhere between 180 and 250 Hz by bar 32. At the same time, slowly pull the break level down by about 2 to 5 dB over that lift. You're making space for atmosphere and emotion. And here's a classic jungle move that never gets old. At bar 32, do a one-beat mute of the break, or even kick and bass. Let the reverb tail carry the listener into bar 33. That one-beat gap is an event. It tells the crowd something is about to happen. Now bass. Sunrise transitions usually remove sub, first so the return feels massive, but we don't want the bass to disappear emotionally. We want warmth to stay while weight goes. On the bass group, add EQ8 and automate a high pass or low shelf. Start with the HB around 30 to 40 Hz. By bar 32, bring it up to around 80 to 110 Hz. That's the sub goes away part. Then add saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive 2 to 5 dB. Soft clip on. During the lift, you can nudge drive up by 1 or 2 dB so even though the sub is thinning, you still feel the bass presence in the mids. That's the handoff. Weight down. Emotion up. Add utility for mono management. Keep the Riedel sub mono. Width that's 0% for sub-focused sections. If you want width, do it in the mid-range only using a rack split later, but keep the foundation centered. Wide low end is the fastest way to make a big system sound small. Now let's create the Sunrise musical layer. Pads plus rave chord memory, without turning it into cheesy EDM. Make a MIDI track called Sunrise Pad. Drop Waveatable on it. Go for smooth oscillators, sine or triangle based. Set voices to 6 to 8. Add a little unison, like 10 to 20%. Keep it gentle. Filter it with a low pass and a soft envelope so it blooms rather than pokes. Add a chord MIDI effect if you want quick uplift. For an easy uplifting shape, try plus 7 and plus 12, fifth and octave. For a more soulful minor color, try plus 3 and plus 7. Either way, you're creating that one-hand chord that still feels musical. Then add hybrid reverb. Decay 6 to 10 seconds. Low cut 250 Hz. High cut 8 to 10k. Mix around 15 to 25%, or keep it mostly dry and use your returns. Both are valid. Sends often feel more DJ-like. Add auto pan. Slow drift. Amount 15 to 25%. Rate it half note or a full bar. The pad should feel like light moving, not like a trance gate. For chords, keep it simple. And in a minor vibe, try a minor to F to G to E minor. Two bars each. Long notes. Let the drums do the motion. Let the pad do the sky. Teacher note. Sunrise emotion is often about stability. Try keeping a pedal tone. One sustained note quietly under the chord changes. That constant note makes everything feel anchored, like the horizon. Now air and ghosts. This is where the sunrise really lives. Atmospheres. Vocal smears. Field recordings, little bits of humanity. Create an Atmos or Vox track. Put auto filter on it. Bandpass mode. Sweepable range around 800 Hz to 3k Hz. Resonance about 0.8 so it speaks. Then echo at 3/16. Feedback 35 to 55%. Then hybrid reverb. Big, 8 to 12 seconds decay. Predelay around 25 milliseconds. Then EQ8. High pass 150 to 250 Hz, and if it bites, dip 2 dB around 2.5 to 4k. Source ideas, a short vocal phrase time stretched and drowned, rain, crowd noise, birds, train ambience. Or take a single stab, resample it, and smear it until it becomes a texture. Arrangement trick, introduce this quietly at bar 17. It shouldn't announce itself, it should creep in. At bar 33, widen it and increase wetness for the bloom. At bar 49, tuck it under again so the groove punches. Now let's talk about the actual automation recipe. This is the part you'll reuse every time. Bar 17 to 32, the lift, on the transition bus, decide your narrative. For sunrise, a common move is, reduce sub first, then gradually open the highs. That means bass HP goes up, drums HP goes up, but your pad and air start occupying the top. Automate drums high pass up to around 200 Hz. Automate bass high pass up to 80 to 110 Hz. Increase reverb sends on snares and vox. Don't just add reverb everywhere, throw it on moments. A couple of snare hits with extra send near bar 32 is pure classic. Automate your stereo plan. Start narrower. Move width from around 80% toward 95% in the lift. Not huge yet. One more coaching note. Think frequency handoff. Not everything opens. If everything gets brighter and wider at once, you lose contrast. The lift works because something steps back, while something else steps forward. Bars 33 to 48, the emotion or bloom. Bring in the sunrise pad fully. This is your chord identity. On the transition bus, automate width from about 95 up to maybe 115 at peak bloom. Keep the range safe. If you go too wide, it starts sounding like an effect instead of a moment. Add a crash or ride wash quietly, or a filtered top loop, just to suggest sunlight on the cymbals. Optional old-school spice, do a tape stop or downlifter. If you want it authentic, resample and do it as auto. Keep it quick, one gesture, not a gimmick. A very classic trick here, resampled reverb chord. Hit one chord, let the reverb tail ring, freeze and flatten or resemble it, reverse it, and use that reverse tail to pull you into bar 33. Then high pass that reversed audio around 250 to 500 Hz so it stays light. That sound reads instantly jungle in a tasteful way. Bars 49 to 64, the return groove, bring the sub back. Bass high pass drops back to 30 to 40 Hz. Drums high pass returns to full range. Pull reverb and echo back so your break doesn't get washed. Tighten width closer to 100% so it punches. Wide is beautiful, but punch lives in focus. Now, make it performable, because the whole point is DJ Tool's mindset, arranged or improvised. On the transition bus, create an audio effect rack and map key controls to macros. Map auto filter cutoff and resonance. Map utility width and gain. Then give yourself performance control over the pad level and the Atmos or Vox level with track volumes, or map those volumes if you prefer. For reverb and echo throws, you can automate sends and arrangement, or if you want hands-on control, set up macro variations and keep your mapping ranges sensible. And that's a big one. Macro ranges matter more than device choice. Don't map filter cutoff from 20 Hz to 20k. Map it from the useful part, like 200 Hz to 9k, so the sweet spot is wide and the move feels smooth. For a width, keep it safe, like 90 to 120. The sunrise should feel like space opening, not like a plugin got turned on. Automation hygiene tip. Draw curves, not straight lines. Filters often feel best with a slow start and faster finish. Reverb synths often feel best with a fast early rise, then a plateau, so the tail exists without flooding. Common mistakes to dodge while you build this. Don't put reverb on sub. High pass your reverbs or keep low end out of your sends. Don't filter the entire mix the same way. Filter drums and bass differently so you keep contrast. Don't widen the low end. Sub stays mono. And don't forget an event. One beat of silence. A vocal stab. A reverse crash that stops on the downbeat. A single clean chord hit. The event is the memory.